It is warm and dark in the submarine's operations room. The crew are concentrating on what is happening on different monitors and are adjusting settings now and again. The ship's captain is standing in one corner and talking to another officer. What is happening?
Shh, quiet. We're on a reconnaissance mission.
Oh, best not to ask anything else. Because a reconnaissance mission means that we are out, in our own or in international waters, to record sounds. We wait and listen, and record the sounds of all the vessels that pass us. But now it seems that something is happening. The sonar operator holds up a finger. She's heard something. She has heard something in her headphones. She turns to the ship's captain.
Skipper, alarm report. Submarine bearing 123.
Understood.
But why is the submarine recording sounds? Well, you see, every vessel has a unique fingerprint, or more accurately speaking, a noise signature. And by recording the sounds of as many vessels as possible, the Navy can compile a vessel noise signature database. The sound can reveal details about the number of propellers and the speed at which these are turning. The ears of the submarine are called sonar, which is a type of microphone. Here on Neptune, there is what is known as a flank array sonar on each side of the submarine, each with 288 microphones. If you also count the sonar on the bow, the submarine has a total of 1,344 microphones, and they can record sound from tens of kilometres away.
Sometimes we measure our own noise levels and let another vessel listen to us. On one occasion, I touched the periscope with my ring, you know, metal on metal. That noise travelled at least 30 kilometres. The risk of being discovered is therefore great.